Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Joined momentarily by Trey Essex, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Steelers, co-host of the Snap Count Show podcast, but people texting in a couple of good quarterback lines here. Breeze to Rivers to Herbert's pretty good. None of them won a championship in San Diego, Los Angeles, however.
Well, it would be Breeze, Eli, Rivers, Herbert.
Technically, yes. Yeah. Look at you, you big dork. Mm. Well, then technically we have to point out that Favre was drafted by the Falcons. Whoops. Goff to Stafford's not bad.
Yeah, I thought about that one. But I'm looking at a bigger gap, maybe like a five-year gap.
Romo to Prescott?
Yep, that's probably like in the lower tier.
Mm-hmm. Aikman, Romo, Dak. But there was a gap in between.
Aikman, it wasn't Aikman, Romo?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, there was a gap. Bledsoe, Brady, gap.
Man. Bledsoe, Brady's a good one.
It's a great one, yeah.
Because
Bledsoe went to a Super Bowl.
And Bledsoe got drafted when? He got...
Now, don't hurt my brain.
Hold on.
1994.
No. If you're...
What kind of things do you know?
Oh, I hate...
Big dork. And they traded him in division.
Oh, it was close.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Nah, close doesn't count. Trey Essex joins us now. One of our favorites for our Tuesday segment. Trey, how we doing this morning, buddy?
Fantastic, fellas. We back on schedule now, man.
Trey, you beat the Penn State Nittany Lions. We didn't get to talk about it. How about that?
I don't know if y'all can see me. I got all my Northwestern gear on, man.
Yeah,
all
you're representing.
Purple. I'm repping, you know. Hey, we went to Happy Valley, made it Sad Valley for a weekend. It was very sad, ended up being.
You guys got James Franklin fired.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I know. To the joy of many people, apparently. I don't think it was deserved, but we were the straw that broke the camel's back. We'll take pride in that. We don't get to take pride in much, so we'll do that.
5-2.
Yeah,
5-2. The Northwestern Wildcats. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they control their own fate to get to the Big Ten championship game, Trey. I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounds right.
Pump the brakes a little bit. Yeah. Let's be realistic.
Don't want to put the cart before the horse. All right, Trey, we'll start 30,000 feet here, and we'll narrow in on some stuff. So the Steelers, obviously, they lose to the Bengals 33-21, and we know Tomlin's Steelers have struggled on the road in Thursday night AFC North games. Do you look at that then as an anomaly this game? It's a Thursday, you got some older guys on the defense, or because we've seen this defense now give up 30 points in half their games, is this – kind of who they are.
I am going with the anomaly. When I saw that stat that said that it's not just the Steelers, but all the AFC North struggles on away games on Thursday night, it gave me a tinge of comfort. Still can't let them off the hook completely because of the type of mistakes that were being made, have been being made all season long to this point. But there were some silver linings, some big silver linings, actually, as I went back and watched the film. And there's some things they could build upon. So I'm a lean more anomaly and not just a trend. I think they can fix these things.
Trey, if you were a defensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers, what would you have done different on Thursday night and coverage-wise in Jamar Chase? Jamar Chase, what, 16 catches, wide open a bunch of times. If you were D coordinator, yeah, how would you have approached that game and called your defense during that game?
Honestly, I don't know if it was much scheme as it was communication. And that seemed to be a big issue with the team this year. These guys are running wide open because somebody is missing an assignment. Like, there are huge zones and huge voids happening. We saw it in the Minnesota game in the fourth quarter with Jordan Addison down the sideline. And if it wasn't for Peyton Wilson, we would be having a different record right now, to be honest. And so it's been communication. It was that way versus the Jets. And they got to clean that up. I don't think there's a coverage. If I had one gripe, they were trying so many different coverages that I think they weren't sure what they were going to do from play to play. They couldn't get consistent and get into a rhythm of what kind of attack. They were reacting to everything. And so you got to go in there with a game plan and stick to it. Whether you lose or win, you can just hang your hat on saying that you execute that game plan, but you can't flip flop as much as I think Austin did in that game.
Trey, did you ever tackle Ben Roethlisberger?
No, never. I held him up. I picked him up. But that was a full-fledged tackle. I read that article this morning. I guess you guys talked to Broderick recently. And, yeah, it's fun and games now until somebody tears a knee up, you know? Yeah,
exactly right.
That you know, you can laugh about it and joke. But that, I mean, you can't make light of that. He took him down pretty good. And this man is fresh. Not fresh, but a year and a half, 2 years removed from a torn Achilles. So
can't be doing
you've
that.
You've had a clean sheet 3 weeks in a row, no sacks, and you want to do that? Like, come on, man.
Right. Well, so let's stick right there then, not with the tackle, but with how he and the offensive line have played. I mean, my God, Cincinnati's pass rush without Trey Hendrickson, it is as benign a pass rush as you're going to see in the NFL. They got no pressure seemingly all game long, but hey, you did what you were supposed to do. That's a step in the right direction, right, Trey? You like what you're seeing out of this offensive line.
Hey, you talked about, yeah, if you look at the other side of the ball, that offensive line was supposed to suck and they balled out for the Bengals. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can't, I don't want to take away the credit from the offensive line and put it and say that the defensive line for the Bengals just wasn't good. They did what they were supposed to do up front. And it was good to see because starting the year off to where they are now, it's almost an ocean's different because the tackles especially are playing really good ball right now. Troy on the right side is turning into a stud. He's progressively getting bigger. Mason, I think, is becoming that vocal leader. Zach is consistent. Isaac, the Wiley vet, is playing some good ball. And Broderick is picking it up. So across the line, you see good things happening. And it's a good, and it's coming off a game against a very good defensive line in the Cleveland Browns where they didn't give up a sack either. Myles Garrett held to one tackle. And they held that offensive line without a sack. I mean, that defensive line without a sack. So you can't say that Cincinnati Bengals is bad. This offensive line is moving in the right direction, and they did good against the Bengals. That's all you can say.
Trey, do you think we need to see more out of T.J. Watt?
We need to see more out of more than T.J. Watt. I mean, you look at how much money is being given to four guys, five guys mainly. You got T.J., Cam, Alex, Patrick, and Jalen. And between the five of them, I think they didn't really make much of an impact on Bengals. It's not just all on TJ. It's on Jalen. It's on Cam. It's on Alex. It's on Patrick Queen. That's where the majority of this highest paid defense, that's where most of the money is coming from. And we need production from all five of those guys, plus the rest of the defense.
Trey Essex joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Trey hosts a podcast with Charlie Batch, another friend of the Fan Morning Show. It's the Snap Count Show. I never miss an episode. You should never miss an episode. So check that out wherever you get your podcast. Trey Herbig played 29 snaps. Alex Highsmith played 53. But it was their usage of Highsmith that kind of drove me nuts. Final drive, Herbig wasn't out there for a single snap, and you knew the Bengals had to throw. Do you agree with that usage? What should the snap count distribution be there, in your opinion?
Yeah, with the way Herbert's been playing, just on its face, that's not enough. Also, I believe Cole Holcomb was out there and not Peyton Wilson on that last drive. Yeah. And Cole Holcomb's not a – that's not his forte, his coverage. When you know you got to pass, you put Peyton Wilson out there. So I was actually surprised 41 wasn't in there more. But Nick Herbig, all three of your best pass rushers need to be on the field when all they got to do is pass. It's just simply put. But it's, I guess it's kind of hard when you got to have Cam in there. Keanu Benton, obviously, is a good pass rusher inside. But you have to be able to deploy those guys in some way. And that's on Austin. He has to find a way to get Herbig on the field more because he is an impact player. And especially in those situations, got to have him. Got to.
Trey, if you are playing offensive tackle this week, you're back at your natural spot. What would be your mindset going against Micah Parsons? And what makes Micah Parsons so good?
He is nonstop motor. He is strong. He's quick. Quick twitch, everything about him. And he doesn't just give you one pass rush move. It's funny because some guys predetermine what they're going to do. He kind of just does it as he goes. And that's kind of the toughest thing. You never know what you're going to get from him. And it's not just him. It's Rashawn Gary, too. I think they both have 5.5 sacks on the year. And but Micah, this past game against the Cardinals was probably one of the best defensive performances of the year. I think he had like 9 pressures by himself on top of the 3 sacks. So, no matter which tackle is blocking them, they're going to need help. We need Darnell Washington next to Troy because he seemed to got most of those pressures off the right tackle side. They're both going to see both of them. And so we're going to need to see that heavy set this week again to kind of mitigate their pass rush. We're going to need to see Spencer Anderson in a lot. We're going to need to see Darnell Washington in a lot. I expected Spencer and that jumbo package to get at least 20 to 25 snaps this week. And you need to, because he is that good and you don't want to make him that, you don't want him to have to take over the game. You got to be able to control him. And then that's how the offense is going to be able to have success.
Trey, I'm going to trust guys like you and Doran whenever it comes to the X's and O's and things of that nature. But my eyes told me, just watching this game, the Steelers' running attack has become more diverse. It seemed early in the season, I mean, they didn't get anything going, but they weren't diverse. And now the better they've run it the last couple of weeks, it seems to me the more that they're adding. Do you agree with that? And do you think that they can continue to evolve to be even a better running team?
Yes. Arthur Smith is throwing the sink out there. I love what we're doing from a scheme point. We have a bread and butter play. It's that toss, zone toss, which is that toss play. I hate it for years when he would call it, especially when Najee, but we didn't block it the same way. Now with Spencer in there, with Darnell in there, we're doing the toss zone. But the trap plays, the tight ends pulling inside the line of scrimmage is giving the defense a different look. And the offensive line is coming off the ball. And the main thing is that the offensive line, there aren't a lot of mental errors happening. Every now and again, earlier this year, you would have one guy doing one thing, one guy doing another, somebody messing up. And all it takes is one O-lineman and one misassignment to mess up a play. But they're all on the same page, and that's why you're seeing the success that you're seeing. And Arthur is mixing it up, and I love it. But we just need to do it more. We can't have that 34-20 split, 34 passes, 20 runs, when we're having the success in the run game that we're having. I want Aaron to have 25 passes or less every game.
Trey, it's awesome analysis as always. It's always our pleasure to have you on. Check out Trey Essex and Charlie Batch on the Snap Count Show, wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, Trey.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Thanks, Trey.
Go Wildcats.
Yep.
That is Trey Essex, 2-time Super Bowl champ.
Go Wildcats.
Yeah, why not? My team sucks.
Yep. Well, they beat Pitt. Go ahead and say it.
I didn't have to. You did.
They have a powerful win. Go ahead. Say it.
Pitt does, too. They got multiple.
Yeah,
Penn State doesn't.
I know.
Eat that, Penn State. Ha! I got a good thing on Pitt here. Basketball. I want to react to a lot of what Trey had to say. I want to talk about the wide receiver trade market coming up in a couple of minutes. But this just popped up. The Big East preseason poll in basketball came out. Providence, 4th on the Big East preseason poll. You know who Pitt beat in their exhibition game on Sunday?
Providence.
It was the Providence Friars. And by all accounts, they played some pretty damn good defense to the Pitt Panthers. So that's a good sign. I never know how much stock to put into these exhibitions, but you'd rather win them than not.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd rather play good people than not. And Pitt played a good team in Providence and beat them. I think that's a good sign for what is a young team. They got a little bit of continuity, but it's definitely a young Pitt team. So if you're a Pitt fan looking for some good news about basketball, there you have it right there.
Nice.
I do remember back in the day when Pitt was number one and they went into the Dunkin' Donuts Center and played Providence and lost. I miss the old Big East, man.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do.
Oh, my God. I take it in football. Like, I feel like when most people opine about the old Big East, they want to go back to the days of basketball. And, of course, I mean, Madison Square Garden, the Big East tournament. There's nothing better in sports, honestly, than that. But the football was great, too.
It was awesome.
The football was great. Pour one out. Yeah. Big East football. Yeah. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Trey said that he looked at that as more of an anomaly based on teams just not being able to win road games in the AFC North and vice versa. They're able to win home games in the AFC North. I will get there if you win two of these next three. If you win two of these next three, I'm flushing the Bengals loss. If you don't, then it would probably have been a harbinger of things to come. That and more when we come back. There's also a big time, big name, I guess I would put it, big name wide receiver that's set to be cut loose today at 4 p.m. Should the Steelers be interested in said wide receiver? We'll get to that when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back. So I told Harry to shut up a couple of segments ago, and someone got after me on the text line saying that Harry should come in here and pop me. And I said, Harry, he punches back. Like, we give it to each other back and forth, and we bust balls, and we rib each other. That's what buddies do. And within 20 minutes, Harry got me. Because he took a picture of my work computer while I was out down the hall, and I may or may not have had the Sabrina Carpenter Saturday Night Live video pulled up.
She's not very dressed.
I think people know what I'm referring to. She's dancing around singing in a bedroom.
Yep. Not very dressed.
In my defense.
There is no defense.
Come on. What do you mean there's no defense?
You know what you're doing.
Yeah, I was looking up Sabrina Carpenter. What's the problem with that?
Well, then you left it up. I mean, it's not like I had to, like, click anything. It was really just the video was just on replay.
That's because whenever I came back in, I wanted Sabrina Carpenter to be my computer. It could either be that on my For You tab, or it could be dozens of people ripping the Steelers' defense. Why would I not rather it be Sabrina Carpenter? We know the Steelers have a ton of problems defensively, but that doesn't mean they're not looking for a wide receiver. What are you looking at now?
I'm looking at the picture Kyle's posted. What is that in front of his screen?
What do
you
mean?
The bobbleheads.
Oh, okay.
He took it from in there. He was so lazy, he couldn't even come in here and just take a picture of the screen. He did it through the glass.
Well, you were walking back in. I wanted to get it in quick.
Mm. You think you're owning me. People get it. She's cute, that Sabrina Carpenter.
You have a wife and children.
He's allowed to think people are attractive.
But saying it is different on the radio is at the same
point. You don't think that the first time that she saw Brad Pitt in Fight Club that she didn't think he was attractive?
I bet you she's never seen Fight Club.
I mean, the first time I saw Brad Pitt in Fight Club, I was like, you know what? That got pretty well put together. All right, so we know the Steelers' defense has given up 30 points in three of the six games. So you can either double down and add more defense, which they're just not going to do, or you can say, it's 2025, we need to score more points, so let's go out there and get another wide receiver. We don't know if Calvin Austin III is going to be back this week. We do know that Roman Wilson played more snaps than any receiver not named DK Metcalf last game out against the Cincinnati Bengals. He had two catches for 17 yards. So it's not like he wowed you, but it was a step in the right direction. We agree that they need another guy, though, correct?
Yes.
Tyler Lockett is set to get released at 4 p.m. officially today by the Tennessee Titans. So you could get him for free. He has 10 catches and 70 yards on the year. Are you interested in one Tyler Lockett?
No, because you have four Tyler Locketts.
I'm happy we're in lockstep on this because I didn't want to have to argue with you about Tyler Lockett. I'm not interested in the slightest. Roman Wilson, to his credit, played on the outside against Cincinnati because they didn't use three wide receivers very often. In fact, there were a lot of times that there weren't two wide receivers out there. So you had DK, the tight ends, and a running back, and then you would go to the two wide receivers set, and you had Roman Wilson on the outside. So I thought that was a good sign for Roman. It might be, hey, we've tried everything else when Calvin's not been out there, so we might as well try this. It might not mean a lot about Roman, actually, but it was nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
They need a guy. And Ian Rappaport has reported that the Steelers are looking for speed on the outside. I would agree that that's what they need, too. You got DK. You want another field stretcher. Give me a field stretcher. And that has led a lot of people to speculate that perhaps Rashid Shaheed from the New Orleans Saints could be the target. Rashid Shaheed, who in his career averaged 17.4 yards a catch, 15.6 yards a catch, and 17.5 yards a catch prior to this year, and has arguably been the Saints' number one wide receiver. He and Olave have similar statistics. He has 30 catches for 356 yards and two touchdowns. He ran a 4.3 40 at the NFL Combine. Yes, you could very much interest me in a Rashid
Absolutely.
Shaheed.
Yes.
That's
yes.
exactly the kind of guy you need.
Mm-hmm.
Who has played second fiddle to Olave, but not by a wide margin, who has had 700 yards in a season in his NFL career before in a five-touchdown season, who does not appear to me to have lost a step, who could fit right in. That's the guy. Give him to me. And the Saints suck. So I feel like you could get him relatively soon.
If they get him, like, I mean, yeah, that transforms a lot. That transforms a lot. But, like, the whole Tyler Lockett, I'm out on that. There was a time where I did want Tyler Lockett, but that was before Calvin Austin really became the player that I think that he is and can be. So, yes, yeah, Rashid Shaheed, if you can get him, for sure. I just don't know if I'm the Saints, like I know I'm going to draft a quarterback next year, probably, or this coming draft. Do I really want to give off like assets like that? I don't know. I know they stink, but like
I'm probably trading one of those guys. And I love Olave, and we talked about Olave this offseason. They are interested in Olave. The concussion thing freaks me out. I know he's been healthy this year, but he's had however many in his career, and you just wonder, you acquire a guy and then he gets hurt. Not saying it would definitely happen. You hate to predict injuries, but this is a guy with a track record there. I mean, Shahid can fly. Now, Olave can, too.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a 4.39 at the 40. I think he even plays faster than that. And he's had a pretty good season this year, too, for a bad team. So, really, you get one of those two guys, I'm fine. I think they'll trade one. I haven't looked into Rashid Shahid's contract, and I probably should have done that before we started to talk about him. He costs like zero money.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be all about that. I'd give a fifth-round pick for him. And you take the top off the defense for a running game that has already started to grow and coalesce. We just talked to Trey about it. They're more diverse now running the football. I think the running game's here to stay. I'm buying in.
Yeah, well, Spencer Anderson.
Yes.
Can you see the Steelers? I could see the Steelers being like, all right, well, we've upped the rep count for Roman Wilson. We're somewhat pleased with the returns. Calvin Austin will be back. We're fine. I could see them doing absolutely nothing.
There's too much smoke for me to think they're going to do absolutely nothing.
All right.
But is it going to be something that knocks our socks off? Like, I think they do something, but it might not be Shahid. It might be they go out and get Tyler Lockett and just add another body to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like last year's Mike Williams. Because this titillates me more than that did.
Oh, yeah.
Like, much
oh,
more.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, you added another older body. Shahid's 27 years old. If they feel like they've got enough in their wide receiver room, shame on them.
I can see them feeling that way right now.
Well, they believe in Calvin Austin. And I like Calvin, too.
And especially how the rep count went with the tight ends, too. That's exactly how they want to play. So it's like, oh, well, we got, you know, all these snaps for our tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
I think they played their ideal offensive game against Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
They ran the ball for over 100 yards. They had four touchdown passes caught by tight ends. DK Metcalf made an impact on the game. I think that's ideally how Arthur Smith wants it to look. But let me ask you this. I think you and I see it the same way here. DK Metcalf goes down. You've got a guy who's averaged over 15 yards a catch in his NFL career, and Rashid Shahid, who can step right in and be your quote-unquote de facto one for as long as Metcalf's out. That's a much better situation than, oh, Calvin Austin's now my one and Roman Wilson's now my two.
I agree, and especially with Calvin Austin's history of getting hurt.
Right. You can't fix small.
No.
Believe me, I have tried.
Hmm.
DK Metcalf, he's their leading receiver. He's on pace for over 1,100 yards. He's on pace to score double-digit touchdowns, but he only has 22 catches. Their second leading receiver in terms of catches is Kenneth Gainwell. Third is Jonnu Smith. Fourth is Jaylen Warren. Fifth is Pat Freiermuth. Their sixth leading receiver by catches, is Calvin Austin. Now, he's missed a couple of games, but he only has 10. Your third leading receiver by catches is now Roman Wilson with 4. Then Scotty Miller and Ben Skowronek with 1. And I realize they want to spread it out to the tight ends, but maybe they only want to spread it out to the tight ends because they don't have a guy that they feel like they can trust at a 2. Go get Rashid Shahid. Agree? Disagree? Thoughts? Questions? Comments? Concerns? 412-928-9370. That's Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Does Tyler Lockett make sense to you? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There is a video now up on the 93.7 The Fan Instagram page, Facebook page, Twitter account of Harry Callis naming college logos. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but it is must watch.
Yes.
If you are a fan of our show or comedy in general, it's one of my favorite things that has ever been put out on our social media pages.
You really mean that?
I really do, but Harry, it's because you failed miserably.
Bad. You said you wouldn't spoil it.
I did spoil it, but people could have guessed that.
Yeah, right.
We have asked, are you interested in Tyler Lockett, who is expected to get cut loose by the Las Vegas Raiders today at 4 p.m.? 412-928-9370. Why did I say the Raiders?
Don't know.
My bad. So I just made fun of Harry for not knowing information, then immediately turned around and was wrong myself.
You suck.
Texter, didn't Metcalf and Lockett play together? Would that chemistry transfer here? Yes, they obviously played together, but no, Tyler Lockett ain't what he was before. And it's also a redundancy. Like you
have Tyler Lockett's.
How many slot guys do you need?
Right. Either get a big body or extremely fast player.
Correct. Now, people are writing in Jacoby Myers, and I think you'd have to give up the most to get him. I think he's the best player. Olave, when he's healthy, is
very
good.
I
like Waddle, too. I don't know if they could make that work from a financial standpoint.
Olave is the ideal number two wide receiver, in my opinion.
I think so is...
Myers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are the ideal number two. But Olave, I don't know where Jacoby Myers got drafted, but Olave, I feel like, has like the pedigree.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be a franchise wide receiver, but... I just feel like he fits like, man, if you had him on the opposite side, you're really cooking.
They've had bad quarterback play since he's been there, and he's also been hurt a lot. But he's a really good player.
Yeah.
And I think Jacoby Myers is a good player. Jacoby Myers doesn't fit the speed element that Rappaport was alluding to what the Steelers are looking for. I'm fine with Myers, but you have to be comfortable probably giving up a third-round draft pick, I would think, for him. And when you talk about a Rashid Shaheed who would also fit the bill, I don't think you'd have to give up as much. Let's go to Dick in Penn Hills. Hi, Dick. Hey, Dick, you there?
Yes.
What's up, man?
On the game with Syracuse, our quarterback was favored his throwing arm. He stayed in the game. We won the game, and I haven't heard anything.
Hey, sorry, Dick. I couldn't understand what you were saying there. Could you understand him?
I thought he said something about Syracuse.
I heard Syracuse. That's it. You can give us a call back, Dick. My bad. Well, not my bad. I think your phone sucks. Let's go to Josh in Brownsville. Hi, Josh. Josh, you there? I'm going to get cranky.
No, Josh.
I'm going to get cranky. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. My kid was up sick all night, sniffling and coughing and wheezing. I didn't get any sleep. Now we got 0 for our last two callers. Nick, don't suck, Nick.
Yo, what's up, man? My take on Tyler Lockett is I feel that it's basically just going to be another Mike Williams. I wouldn't mind signing him, but I wouldn't put him on the depth chart ahead of Calvin Austin. You even said so. Calvin Austin has just as much production, if not better production, in the less amount of games. So maybe as an insurance policy to sit on the bench, but I don't know if that's really what they want, a guy to sit on the bench. So if you really want to go out there and get a guy, it's got to be Jalen Waddle or Olave. And you got to go all in to get it. And I don't think the Steelers are willing to put up that much stock into a Waddle or an Olave. So to me, I'd rather just see what we got with Calvin Austin or Roman Wilson. That's my take.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, you need an outside guy. Like, you don't run that many sets with three wide receivers with a slot wide receiver. So No. You can't have another little guy on the outside.
They barely ran two receiver sets against the Cincinnati Bengals. So I don't need another slot. I don't. And Lockett was okay last year. I mean, he had 600 yards.
Hypothetical situation.
Please.
Obviously.
By all means. Radio.
If George Pickens was on the straight and narrow and he was still here and he had the same production, would they be Super Bowl favorites? Right now?
No. I think they would be among the AFC favorites, though. If he were playing the way he was playing in Dallas here. Yeah, and the offensive line has started to gel. Offensively, they'd be a finished product. I mean, seriously, right? We just had Trey on. He's talking about how good your guy, Faltano's playing. Broderick Jones has played clean football the last 3 weeks. He's getting help, but so what? The way that they've run the football the last 3 weeks, offensively, they'd be good as gold.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, I still think they're too flawed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's now 7 out of the last 11 games they've given up more than 27 points. 3 games this year where they've given up over 30 points. Like I'm in on getting a receiver because, hey, it's 2025. Let's try to outscore our bad defense. And maybe they're not quite as bad as they looked on Thursday because it was a Thursday, blah, blah, whatever. I mean, that's what Trey thinks, and I'll take his word for it. And you've sort of come around on that a little bit too. But get another guy so that you can go out there and try to outscore people. I mean, Rodgers looked the part on Thursday more than he has all year, and he's been really good all year. So why not get him another weapon? I just don't know that I would trust Pickens to walk the straight and narrow. I think he's in a perfect situation in Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, contract year. He has a quarterback, and
winning's
getting fed.
Winning's fun, but getting fed matters more to him. And he's going to get fed there even with CeeDee Lamb coming back. We saw that on Sunday.
I think the Cowboys are going to be in a real funny, interesting situation where they make this trade for, you know, and get 2 first-round picks for Micah Parsons and are actually good this year. Where it's like, Jerry Jones looks like a damn genius.
Which is one of my least favorite things.
I mean, have they felt like that, you know, I've watched them a couple times. They're explosive. Now they got CeeDee Lamb back. Like, it was like ridiculous the other day. It was like what they were doing was insane. It looked like they don't even miss Micah Parsons.
I didn't see that coming. I mean, I thought Dallas could have won the game. They were at home. It's a division game. But I didn't see Dallas blowing Washington out of the water, despite all the injuries even Washington had. Dallas has Denver next. I don't know what to do with Denver either, by the way. I know their pass rush is good. Arizona, Las Vegas, Philly, Kansas City, Detroit, Minnesota, Chargers, Washington, Giants. It's tough.
Yeah, it's
tough for Dallas. I'll tell you what, they're last year's Bengals. They're fun as hell.
Mm-hmm.
They're fun as hell. Yeah. They throw that thing all over the yard. I don't know that there's many quarterbacks playing better than Dak.
He's on fire.
If you could count them on one hand, there might he might even be 3 fingers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But that's a perfect situation for Pickens because they're just going to put it in the air 100 times a game. Win or lose, he's going to get the ball. Statistics are going to be there. He's one of the top 5 receivers in the sport statistically right now. What do you want to see the Steelers do at wide receiver? 412-928-9370. Calls, texts, and tweets on it when we come back. We've got Jason Locken for at the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. Did Lamar Jackson practice yesterday? Answer, no. Is he going to practice today? We'll find out. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Harry, why were you giggling back there?
The comments on all the different social media about this video of me naming college football team logos is very fun. Like, Twitter people are unforgiving and say I should be fired immediately. Yet Instagram people find it to be satirical and they think it's a joke. So it's just funny to read.
The best one, not to spoil it for everyone, but I guess I kind of will a little bit here, is you are shown the NC State logo, which is a giant S with a NC in the middle of it. And you go, this is either Syracuse or North Carolina. I'm going with Syracuse. So what did you think the N and the C were?
Syracuse, not cool. I don't know.
We allow that one?
Do we allow that one?
What?
Well, I couldn't tell if it was red or not. And then, like, I looked at the actual Syracuse logo and I was like, ah, crap. There is a slight difference, but I'm colorblind, so I didn't know if my eyes were fooling me.
There's an N and a C!
I don't understand.
Oh, Syracuse Nick Callis, NC. There you go.
You also had the South Florida Bulls as Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yep.
Yeah.
Well, it was.
It's a U with horns, Oklahoma. Do you know what the Oklahoma mascot is? Do you know what their nickname is?
Well, they got a basketball team, Oklahoma City Thunder, but that's not a college team.
You don't know what the Oklahoma University nickname is?
I can't emphasize this enough.
You really don't know. That's crazy. That's something. Oklahoma?
Oh, the Baker Mayfield played there.
Yes.
They're like something like the Hoosiers?
Jesus. If you want the full thing in all its glory, you go to Instagram or Facebook.
Sooners!
Or 93.7 The Fan's Twitter page.
Is that right?
It is right, yeah.
See, I got it.
Texter writes in every day about Starkey with a different countdown. Today he writes 66 minutes until the weirdest guy in sports radio. No, and we love this man, but I think Harry's the weirdest guy in sports radio. Starkey's an oddball. There's no doubt about it. We love him for that. But I think Harry is the weirdest man in sports radio. Because he works in the industry and doesn't know the Oklahoma Sooners.
I did, though. I got that off the top of my head.
You said the Hoosiers.
At first, but then I thought about it. I'm like, it's not something that sounds like
Callis, that. You said Hoosiers.
Everyone remembers the great movie from back in the day, Hoosiers, about the Oklahoma basketball team.
You know what? We played that game with you about getting things wrong, and you got to correct yourself like seconds after the fact, and then it didn't count. So I think you should give me the benefit of the doubt, because I don't know much about college sports.
Can I amend that statement?
Sure.
You don't know anything.
But I do.
Mm-mm.
Who do you want the Steelers to target at wide receiver? Can I interest you in a Rashid Shaheed? Can I interest you in a Chris Olave? A Jacoby Myers? A slightly used Tyler Lockett? Give us a ring, 412-928-9370. And I'm going to amend a statement that I made 2 weeks ago. Coming up next, Jason Lock on four at the bottom of the hour to tell us if Lamar Jackson's going to play this weekend against Chicago. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 59, low of 42, 50% chance of rain. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.